culture to do this book, as well as a lot of science and history. But we are told to love ourselves. Now think about that. Who's doing the loving? And who is to be loved? How do we split ourselves in such a way? In fact, you could say the love of self is the major replacement for religion in our culture.
Yeah, I mean, both the love of God and the love of self require belief in an abstraction.
An abstraction, the existence of which cannot be established in any objective way, of course.
Yes, we have no scientific evidence for the self or the soul.
Right. I even found an article, on the web, a website urging you to worship yourself, which is an interesting proposition. But there you have the self clearly taking the place of the deity, a deity.
Well, I don't like to make the analogy again, but there's another analogy to Trump.
You seem to be...
I mean, worshiping the self.
Oh, yes. No, one of the things I want to go on to study more is narcissism. What is that about? What was its evolutionary role, if we can say that? And why are we so narcissistic?
Yes, no, it strikes me that the society at present is fairly deeply into the pool of Narcissus at the moment, right?
Right.
Let's go to chapter your last chapter, Killing the Self, Rejoicing in a Living World. This is your way of successful aging, learning that the self is not that important.
Well, there's a very interesting point made in David Reif's book about his mother's death, Susan Sontag's death.
Yeah.
And Reif recalls that in her journal, Susan Sontag had written, the only way to face death is to get rid of the I, that is the self. But as Reif says, she never could do that herself. And tragically, I think, up to the very end of her life, she was pursuing ever more exotic procedures that might forestall the cancer that was killing her. So that I would not call that a good death, a totally medicalized, hospitalized, machine-dominated death. And the point is that if you can kind of get over yourself, as they say today, if you can see that you're going, well, let me put this in the first person. It sounds so hostile. My departure from the world is in many ways no big deal. The things that are important to me will be carried on by other people, unless, of course, the world is blown up before they get a chance to. There's a lot going on, not only among other people who will survive me, but also what I argue in the book, too, that there is, if there is agency in cells, there is also agency in even tinier things. This has been proposed for viruses, for example, that they, too, can make choices. So we're surrounded not by a dead world, but a world that is constantly in flux, that is in some sense living. It is not inert, as the scientists have always imagined. And that's okay. That's great. I like that. I see a lot of things happening in the world, and they'll keep happening just fine without me.
I like that idea, too. I mean, I'm more and more these days, I'm tending toward what used to be called animism or pantheism. I remember there's a wonderful passage in one of Aldous Huxley's book where he's sitting in a cafe in Vienna, and he's eating a piece of Wiener Schnitzel. And he thinks about it, and it occurs to him that he's probably eating Mozart. Because Mozart dies and is buried somewhere in a field and decomposes, and then grass comes up, and the cows eat the grass, eventually it comes back to Huxley. Mozart, a reprise on the plate.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You know, I find myself leaning more and more toward animism. It's the most despised of the so-called religions, and I say so-called because religion is kind of a dodgy category itself, but it's most despised because it's not monotheistic. It doesn't have some headman. It doesn't have some chief. You know, diffuses agency and perhaps even consciousness among many, many parts of the world. So we can start a church, Lewis, First Pantheist Church.
We probably have to have it outdoors, though, don't you think?
Well, possibly. But my dad, who was...
Or in a hollow tree, maybe, right? You come to the end of this really engaging book. I found this book a delight to read because it brings up so many ideas that I hadn't even dreamed of in my philosophy. Do you want to say something about the end of your book where you give us your way confronting death? I mean, I'm looking at the paragraph that says, author eats pretty much what she wants, indulges vices and butter and wine. you remember any of that?
I have enough sufficient memory left to remember that. Yes, I mean, my own idea is that I do things, one, that I like to do, and that means eating foods I like to eat, having not only wine, but the occasional vodka tonic, et cetera, and I refuse, oh, big thing, I butter bread. I have been in so many situations where somebody has chided me for buttering bread. Well, what is bread for but to carry the butter to your mouth? So, I do things that are known or thought by my contemporaries to be unhealthy. And I also do things that I think are important to do, politically important, socially important. And I don't have time for this other stuff, sitting around in doctors' waiting rooms or curating everything I eat. I don't. Too much else to do.
All right. Well, I'm glad for that because among the other things to do was writing this book, which I think is a brilliant book. So thank you, Barbara, for speaking with us today about your new book, Natural Causes. Lapham's Quarterly brings voices from the past up to the microphone of the present. Save more than 30% off the cover price and subscribe today for only $49. Visit laphamsquarterly.org/podcast for more details.
This section started off with her saying that the idea of the self goes back about 400 years. You know what that jives with?
Printing press?
Right. That's validation of the McLuhan thesis. And she's a highly literate person, and she's recommending getting rid of the idea of the self. Well, if she continues writing books, she's still going to have a self. That's my expertise. I'll just point out that the concept of the self and the soul, St. Augustine came up with the idea of the soul, some say, because he figured out an abstract idea in our minds as a result of the phonetic alphabet that went around the endless Greek Hellenic time, you know, before Jesus, of contradictions in existence, the competing dualities, say. So it got resolved into this third term, the soul, and then the printing press solidified the soul into a self and gradually built encouraged technologies that lock people into the 20th century where they can worship their self or not believe in a soul, but they have the new addendum to it, the self, which is penetrated by technologies which solidify its rabbit hole of selfness. Now, some of these technologies contradict the effect of the print, so it encourages the non-self as a functioning existential enthusiasm. So, I have that to say, but now, back to you, what, and then narcissism, okay, this, the narcissism would be people getting more and more lost in their four bodies, the chip body, the TV body, the chemical body, and the astral body, so they have a bigger bubble around them, and they're not trying to be selfish, they're just forced to be selfish because everybody else is being isolated in their little matrix tubes. So that may explain the narcissism. People are just covered up by more technological clothing. Hard to see the other person or reach the other person. Let's see. So
yeah, it's a wonder she didn't bring up selfies.
All right. So the as we disappear and move into a selfless world, no more literate back self. We retrieve a virtual self with these kind of digital cameras,
mm-hmm.
the black mirror, for selfiness. So, okay, so then to comment on narcissism, we've quoted Ion a bit, our non-physical source, and Ion encourages people to be narcissistic, to worship yourself. There's all kinds of contrast that comes out of that because everybody does it immaturely. And so you got to figure out how to worship yourself without becoming a problem for your neighbor. Was there any health aspects she said in this last section? Just that she enjoys butter. Ion says to enjoy butter and all that stuff. But Ion says, first of all, you're going to have to strengthen yourself. You are more weak than you realize. So our nutrients and magnesium, which we call REMAG, do that. But was there a medical idea, she said, in the last section that you could address?
Yeah, I remember the butter point or drinking some alcohol, and it's almost like, well, I'm going to have my butter and I'm going to have my alcohol, and I don't care what anybody says. It's not, it doesn't flow. It's like she's
given up. Learning something new, like your stuff would be a whole new thing for her to learn. If she came up learning something new, completely new, and then maybe she wouldn't have such a fatalist view of herself.
Yeah, actually, a new customer, he was talking about how much better he was feeling and trying to get his sister involved with taking the products, and she's overweight and has a number of problems. And she says, well, I'm such and such an age, you know, why even bother? So a lot of people just don't want to put in the effort because they feel it's hopeless.
And they get the cliche idea of time and aging,
yeah.
And they're a certain age, and they know it's close to being over.
Yeah.
They go with the assumptions.
So the brainwashing has set in for the majority of the population. And as I said at the outset, this is Barbara's thought leader, and a lot of people are going to read her book and use her words as an excuse to be hopeless.
Yeah. I don't know if she would have an audience now.
On Amazon, she's at, I think, 800.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so she is still known and has bestsellers.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a fan base. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're right. She's going to influence a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But there, and the ones that are not going to be influenced by her, or who are not going to read her book, are too busy narcissistically making themselves live longer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in frustration if they don't know our stuff.
Yeah.
Which is pretty pretty blatant claim, but the evidence is piling up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there wasn't much more that,
just
that I made note of.
And he found her book brilliant. And even he was stumbling on his words, so he wasn't so great, clear-minded himself. And they had to get someone famous like that to reignite the McLuhan fad. And look where he is today. His show is taking voices from the past and bringing them into the present. So he has been in the publishing industry for years. So it's his blog is to, blog I guess it is to revitalize all his old buddies that are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that he became famous with.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's hear if the audience has had any, or the audience, maybe the employer. Let's see if our employer has anything to add.
All participants are now unmuted.
What do you say, Bert?
I thought I was being Jerry.
What'd you say?
I thought I was being Jerry. It's Bert.
Everybody
I'll
in the audience.
Down.
Yeah, are you there, Bert?
Well,
no, Bert.
Yes.
Okay, what did she add to you there?
The first thing I thought, something that I've learned from you, is you see the failing of literacy. I mean, she brought up those concepts of self and narcissism and all the implied meanings that really don't, I mean, from my perspective, what I'm learning, do not apply. They do not apply anymore. So that meme that she was presenting, it's sad, really. It's sad to hear someone.
Are you saying you don't have a self?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I do. I know I have a self, but it's a different relationship than what she's applying. I'm just learning about it more so now from an Ionix perspective than what she's presenting. It's just sad that people are going to read her book and come out with a different perspective and not know that there is an option right in the digital sphere that can change her life. I mean, it was nice to hear about the butter, but
yes.
It enjoyed a lot. She was enjoying the completion products. Of course, I'm biased, but it's true.
What you're saying? Enjoy the completion products. What's that got to do with the butter?
It's too bad. She
well, she could enjoy the butter a lot more if she was enjoying the completion products because of what the lipids, how the lipids are stimulated from the butter and the completion formula, the whole package.
Yeah,
which she's
right.
Aware of.
Yeah. Now. We make this recording and maybe email it to Lewis Laffin, maybe email it to her or her publisher. It would be interesting to see if they react. I don't expect much reaction, but it is hard today to reach people who are not already leaning into your meme or finding out about you. Like a lot of people find out about Carolyn on the internet, but they're looking in alternative health, so they're going to find Carolyn. But
yeah.
There are millions so far haven't found her. And all these people buying her book, they may not be inclined to find out about our stuff. So that's a big issue today. People are getting locked in their own bubbles of chorus and people who think like them.
Yeah.